Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Can you keep your kids from getting sunburned without ruining their fun? On HealthyChildren.org, there's a great picture of a parent putting sunscreen on a child, and the child doesn't look too happy about it. I know my kids hate it, but we're talking about really keeping your kids from getting a wicked sunburn, which could ruin any vacation that they've got. My guest, of course, is Dr. Corey Cross. She's a pediatrician, one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children, and a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So sun safety, most important items. Let's go through them.
So when you start, you think about, well, you know, should I be having a hat, right? And most of the time, yeah, if kids can wear a hat, if it's not going to impede what they're doing, shade and sort of shielding yourself from the sun with hat or protective clothing, that's your first line of defense. So if you think about it, you know, the sunscreen, that's great, but if you're going to be out at the beach all day, a rash guard is really important too. So thinking about what we can do with our clothing to keep ourselves sort of away from the sun is our first line of defense. So those nice wide-brim hats, I mean, if you've got a baby, the ones that have the little flaps that come down over their neck, that really makes it great. You know, think about how the brim is going to go around. Is it going to cover their ears, or are their ears going to be sitting out there? So think about your hats, depending on which, you know, age kid you have. You might get away with more or less stuff. But the rash guards are great, and they have rash guards now for boys and girls. They have rash guards that go over cute little bottoms, you know, or over these little, like, board shorts for the girls. There's a lot of very interesting bathing suits out there that provide a little bit of extra protection. And when you're looking at it, you want to make sure that the rash guard or the bathing suit, what you're buying, you know, that actually says that it gives you some SPF protection. And what that means is that the weave of the fabric is a little bit closer together so that the sun doesn't penetrate. And some of these have special washing things that they want you to do, so make sure you read those labels to make sure that you're not, you know, ruining the fabric when you're washing it. But a lot of these ways are just great ways to sort of reduce your sun exposure as a whole, particularly if you're going to be spending, you know, lots of time at the beach and pool. After that, of course, you get onto your sunscreen. So your sunscreen, you know, you want to apply it, you know, every time you're sweating, every time you're getting out of the water. You want to apply it every 2 hours. And you're looking for a sunscreen that is broad spectrum. And by that, we mean that it has UVA and UVB protection, so that it's doing both sunburn and anti-aging are those two sort of ways to think about it. And for little kids, I mean, less than 6 months, we say apply sunblock sparingly, so it's better to keep them covered in the shade. However, if you have to be outside with that child, it's better to put sunblock on than to let them get burnt. So some parents are under the misconception that if a child's less than 6 months, you can't use sunblock. It's just that we would prefer you to keep the child out of the sun. But if they're going to be in the sun, of course, use sunblock sparingly. And you want the baby sunblock, one that doesn't have a lot of the fragrances and everything else that's going to aggravate a newborn skin. There's also different types of sunblock. There's both physical and chemical barriers. So when you're looking at sunblock, this has become a really big thing, what type of sunblock you're using. And the physical barriers, those basically sit on the skin. So they're going to give you that. I mean, some of them are more cosmetically appealing, but for the most part, you know, they're the ones that you think of that are more white. And they're zinc oxide or titanium dioxide.
Yeah, because kids love that.
Right. Yeah, they love being white, right?
Because that's all their friends are really going to like that look. And, you know, so you're talking about the zinc oxide ones, Dr. Cross. I mean, there are so many different things on the market. And the sprays, to me, are like a parent's best friend, because you can spray those things on your kids while they're wiggling around and get them
pretty well covered.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I think that when you're picking a sunblock, yes, you have to think about whether or not it rubs in well. But I will tell you, I mean, I personally have vitiligo, so that means part of my skin is very white and burns very easily. And I had been staying away from those for a while because I didn't like the chalky look. But there are definitely brands that blend in a lot better. Now, granted, I don't mind the rubbing in, so maybe I get a better appearance in the end as opposed to a child. So I agree with you that the sprays work really well. But some of the sprays, they have figured out how to aerosolize the zinc or the titanium. And to me, I find that the physical barriers just give you a little bit of extra sort of oomph throughout the day if you're only going to apply it once, Whereas the chemical, I feel like because it's absorbed and it's having a chemical reaction, you do need to reapply it more often. But that's in my personal experience. But definitely look at the products and see what it is that they do. I think over SPF 50 is really, you're really not getting more bang for your buck. You really want
something. That's what I was going to ask you, is about what is the SPF? Because you see, you know, in the ones that are like baby, you know, and tear-free, and you want to make sure and look at those tear-free, because if they get wet and it drips down into their eyes, oh my God, you've got a child who never wants to put sunblock on again. But some of them say 60, 75. You know, what is enough? Do we want 30? For our children, is 50 what we should always be using? Is 20 enough? I mean, what's enough?
Personally, I always use 50, and I recommend 50 because I feel like you just don't need the extra sun. You know, you're going to be out there almost all day or for the full summer. Like, why go with 15 when you can do 50? The recommendation for the FDA is, and from AAP, is between 30 and 50, and the FDA says over 50 doesn't provide added benefit. So, I mean, I don't think if you get something that says 75, it's bad. It's just, it's supposed to be how much extra time you can, how much extra protection it gives you over your natural skin. Of course, that depends on everybody's natural skin. So it's something that's a little bit malleable, but I would say when you're looking at it, go for the 50, because you might as well, and don't pay up if it's for the 65. But if the 65 and the 50 are the same and you happen to like the 65 better, use that. But just know that you're not really going to get an extra 15 minutes in the sun.
And now, Dr. Cross, you mentioned different hats, and nothing is cuter than a little baby with those hats on. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, even teenagers now, the flat-brimmed hats, I kind of like them because they really cover a lot of their face. And mm-hmm. I was at the beach recently, and I saw parents wearing hats and sunglasses, and the children were squinting in the sun. How do we put sunglasses on babies? Because the eyes are sensitive to the sun as well.
Absolutely. You know, having had children, sometimes babies don't like to keep the sunglasses on, although sometimes when they realize that they can see better, they will keep them on. So I would say have a pair. Bring them with you if you're going to the beach. If they take them off when they first get there, don't take that as a total refusal. Wait till they squint a little bit and then try them again, because often when they understand the purpose, they're willing to put up with the strange feeling of something behind their ears. But for older children, yeah, I mean, take them and go and get a good pair of sunglasses. So not necessarily, not that I'm sort of saying anything bad about the ones that you buy at the pharmacy, but if you're going to the pharmacy, make sure they have a little sticker that says that they are providing the protection, that these aren't just, you know, look glamorous, but also that they are providing, those lenses are providing the protection from the UV rays that you would hope from sunglasses. So just, you know, be mindful. They don't have to be expensive glasses to do that, but be mindful that you're looking for that little sticker that says that it provides that protection.
I think that's so important, and people don't really realize that the eyes are so, you know, sensitive to the sun. And now what do you do? We only have about a minute and a half left. What do you do if your child does get a sunburn, Dr. Cross?
If they get a sunburn, well, obviously you want to decrease their exposure to subsequent sun. So if you're having your beach weekend, you know, and they get a sunburn the first day, that's absolutely not ideal. But you do want them to have, like, lightweight clothing then on that's going to protect that area and not repeatedly burn it day after day. So think about that when you're packing, that you want some lightweight long sleeve stuff in case you need to protect them. And that's where the rash guards also come in handy. You want to put cool compresses on it because it does hurt. You maybe want to put some aloe on that because that can be soothing. And then you want to be careful with that skin later, because that skin is going to be much more sensitive. And, you know, you don't want to repeatedly burn and increase your risk of skin cancer. But lastly, I would just want to say that, you know, the sunblock is best as the sunblock that you use. So if you end up using spray for your body, but you don't want to spray your child's face because you don't want to inhale it, use a stick for their face. Or, you know, if you want to use sunblock wipes for their face or whatever, you know, find a combination that you will use. Sometimes it's not the same product for their whole body. But, you know, the sunblock is something that you need to send them to camp with, keep in the car, keep in your purse. It's the summer, and we need to sunblock up.
Rock on, Dr. Cross. Great information, great advice. We have to keep our kids from sunburning because it's a hard lesson to learn, and we'd like to prevent that if we possibly can. Sun safety, you can read more about it at healthychildren.org/sunsafety. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening to Radio MD, and stay well.